Hi, this is Julia from Prison the Hidden Sentence. My brother was in prison for 15 years, and I want to share with you the things that I learned and the things that I wish I knew. Today, I want to talk about what it's like going to visit your loved one the very first time. And remember, there's going to be a lot of things that you need to do to prepare for your visit. You need to know what you can wear. Sometimes there are certain colors that aren't allowed in a prison. You can't wear the same colors as the uniforms that the inmates are wearing. Sometimes there's restrictions on shoe wear. Some places don't allow sandals. Some don't allow short shorts. Some don't allow tank tops. So just know what you can wear before you go, and also know how much money you can bring and what you can bring. Once you get there, there may be a locker for you to lock up things that you can't bring in, such as your medications and so forth. But those are all things that you need to go to the site of the facility that you're visiting and read the rules and know the rules before you get there. It's really important that you have all the approvals to go to, that you filled out all the forms and that you've been given the approval to visit, so that when you do get there, the guards will have everything that they need to let you in. And if you haven't been to a prison before, I think this will be really helpful. The first time that you go to the prison after your loved one has been arrested will typically be a jail. And so you know the difference between the jail and the prison is when somebody gets arrested, they're brought to the local jail. If they get a short sentence, then they might keep them in the city or county jail to serve their sentence. Once your loved one has been sentenced, and if it is for a longer period of time, they'll probably be sent to a prison, either depending on whether it's state or federal, will determine which facility they'd be going to. So we'll be talking more about visiting both initially in the jail and then the prison in this podcast. So when you go to visit your loved one in the jail, where it's a local facility, where hopefully you'll be able to park pretty close. Sometimes it's not in the best part of town, so just be aware of that. And when you go inside, you typically have to go through a metal detector, provide your ID, and let them know who you're going to see. Once you get in, they'll have you wait in a waiting area. And then when it's time, they'll bring you in and you'll get to see your loved one. But that's about all you'll be able to do. You'll be able to see them. They'll sit you down and there'll be a phone and a glass divider. So your loved one will need to pick up the phone so you guys can speak to each other. You'll need to pick up the phone too. You've probably seen these in a lot of the movies about jails where people are talking to each other. Each is holding a phone, looking through a glass. Well, this is what it's typically like in the jail when you go to visit your loved one. Sometimes there's a limitation of how long you can talk, but they should let you know that before you start. And spend your time wisely. Remember, somebody's listening, so don't say anything that could incriminate yourself or your loved one. And always be respectful to the guards, because remember, they can let you stay, or they can escort you out, or they can keep you from visiting again. Once your loved one is sentenced in a state or federal facility, it'll be a little different. What you'll have to do is wait for your loved one to contact you and provide you with a form that you need to fill out and submit that has all of your information on it. Once you submit the form, you'll have to wait to be approved. And then once approved, you can find out when visiting hours are and the days that you can visit your loved one. And the first time you visit a state or a federal facility, it can be a little scary. The drive is usually down a long road in a rural area or out of the way area. And as you get closer, you'll see the fence and the barbed wire and the tower. When you get there, park your car, make sure you lock your doors, and head towards I don't want to say the visiting area, but there's usually a guard area, and typically there'll be a line there when you get there, depending on the time. If you get there before visiting hours start, you'll be waiting in line with other people, and it's okay to talk to the people there. And when it's your turn, the guard will call you up. You'll have to show your ID, and if you hadn't been there before, they might have some identification of things they need to set up. It could be fingerprinting. It could be one of those hand scanners. There's different things. So once you get all settled in there, you know, fill out everything, get through that part, you'll go through typically a metal detector. And then once you go through that, the guard of the same sex will take you into a room. And they do this for everybody. So once you get into the room, it's not as bad now because people are used to traveling and going through TSA and getting frisked. But before that happened, it was very different. They typically make you take your shoes off. And they feel the back of your feet to make sure that there's nothing in your shoes. They'll shake your shoes out. They'll frisk you, your legs and you know, parts of your body. Make sure that you're not carrying anything. For women, they'll typically make you pull your bra out to make sure that you don't have anything in your bra. And if you have your hair up in a barrette or a rubber band, they'll make you take your hair down and shake it to make sure you don't have anything in your hair. Once you get through that, they'll take you through a door, and if you've never been in a prison, just be prepared for a loud clank. It's kind of scary because once they close it, there's no getting out. You are in the prison, and they'll bring you into a visiting area where if your loved one isn't there yet, typically you'll get there before them. They'll escort you in, and sometimes they have assigned seating, sometimes they don't. There's usually vending machines, so at this time, if you wanted to get yourself something to drink or some snacks, you could do that while you're waiting for your loved one. Sometimes they have games and cards and toys out there, you know, so if you're bringing a child with you, you might want to grab some toys or grab some cards so that when you do see your loved one, if you wanted to play cards to pass the time, you could do that. Once your loved one gets there, typically... And I say typically because it really depends on the prison and you should know the rules before you go there. But you can hug and kiss your loved one and sit down. Maybe some places let you sit next to them. Some you have to sit across. Some let you hold hands. Some let you have your arms around each other. Some let children sit on laps of the inmates. Some don't. So, you know, just make sure that you know what's allowed there, because the worst thing that could be happen is that they escort you out because of indecent or what they consider being indecent. The time you spend with your loved one can be really enjoyable. You can get things to eat from the vending machines. If you have cards, you can play cards. If they let you outside, you could walk around outside. Of course, remember that you're in the fenced in barbed wired area. But still, it's nice to walk outside. Sometimes they let you hold hands walking around. So there's a lot of things you can do during the time that you're with your loved one. You know, talk about things. Sometimes you may feel a little guilty talking about some of the fun things that you've done, but your loved one really does want you to enjoy life and be happy on the outside. So make sure, you know, you tell them things that will make them happy. No, nothing really that will make them worry, but, you know, share things with them because they need to know what's going on in the outside. Remember that where they're living is very structured. It's almost like, you know, being in the army where they're told when to go to sleep, when to get up, when to eat. So hearing what life is like on the outside is, I think, very helpful. Another thing that you could experience when you're visiting your loved one is called the count. And they have count at certain times during the day. So when they have the count, the guard will, you know, announce count, and all of the inmates will go line up in a certain area. And you can't talk to them while they're doing that. You just have to wait. And when they're done with the count, they can come back and sit down with you. While you're in the waiting room, they typically discourage visitors speaking with other visitors or visitors speaking with other inmates. So it's best just to keep to yourself and to, you know, spend time with your loved one. You know, when you're there, depending on how long it is, you'll probably need to use the restroom at some point. And those are typically locked, so you'll need to let the guard know when you need to go. They'd unlock it one person at a time, typically in the bathroom, so nobody else will be in there, and that way they're not worried about you guys passing anything to somebody else. So if the inmate needs to use the restroom, it's a little bit different, and they might be gone a while because unfortunately when they go, they have to go back into a locked area, and before they come back in, they get strip searched. So a lot of times, you know, they won't go while they're visiting. However, if they do, it could be a while. A lot of the facilities have picture taking. So you can go ahead and order a picture, and typically one of the inmates is there to take pictures or a Polaroid camera. So they'll announce pictures and you get in line and get your picture taken with your loved one. And before you leave, you can take your pictures with you. There's also typically a commissary where you can buy different foods that your loved one won't get while they're on the inside. So it's a real treat when you can do that and if they have an open commissary. So along with you know, spending time with your loved one, walking around and playing games if they have those available, you know, it's an opportunity for them to have different food than what they're used to. And that's a real treat for them. When it's time to leave, you know, you can give them another hug and a kiss, and that's typically the hardest part because you know where they're going and you don't know, you know, when you're going to see them again. So just keep a stiff upper lip, you know, say your goodbyes, tell them you love them, and, you know, you'll be together soon. Hopefully everything will work out. You know, you just got to keep a positive attitude and just think of the time that y'all will be together on the outside. You can hear more stories or share your story at prisonthehiddensentence.com and follow us at Hidden Sentence on Facebook and Twitter. We are Prison the Hidden Sentence, raising awareness one story at a time.